Welcome. You are listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. And this program is live. We thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends and your neighbors to turn their dial to 107.1 FM radio today. It's going to be hot and heavy. You don't want to miss it. Or you may be able to share with them some of the things we will be talking about, whether you agree or disagree. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Remember that app is called TuneIn, and search WWGH. We have many talk show programs for you to listen to. If you would like to be a part of this conversation during this hour from 4:15 until 5 p.m., please call 740-383-9944. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515. Or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their free produce market is supposed to begin next month in April, and I will bring you up to date as I am updated about the details. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio, and their telephone number is 740-262-0939. I have an announcement for you today. It's called Master Urban Farmer. Now, I haven't heard anything about the details being canceled. Okay, so I'll give you the dates, which is Thursday, March the 19th. That will be this Thursday through April the 16th. The time is from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Mays Community Temple, which is located at 801 Bennett Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. There is no cost to the community. Everyone is welcome, including teenagers. You can register at go.osu.edu/Marion Urban Farmer or call OSU Extension at 740-223-4040. Hopefully, many of you in our community will be willing to start the garden, because it seems like the further we get forward or in the future, the more we have to go backwards and depend on basics that our parents and forefathers may have depended on in their day. Okay? Well, thank you for that. I also like to start out my show with a thought for today, and that thought is titled, Surrender Gracefully. We are surrounded by graceful surrender. The geese surrender to the first autumn, chills, and think of flying south. The flower surrenders to the night and shuts up shop as the setting sun surrenders to the horizon of another day. A mother surrenders to the needs of her baby, and the child surrenders to the wisdom of the father. These kinds of surrender are sweet and natural. They are graceful movements in a dance to the subtle symphony of life. While we may find moments to surrender to such grace and beauty, if we are not careful, we also tend to allow ourselves to surrender to our appetites, to envy, to greed, and then to self-centered lifestyles in which we serve only ourselves. No grace there, Only the disgrace of self-inflicted slavery. Whatever we surrender our minds to, we eventually shape our character and define the quality of our life. Be careful what you surrender your mind to, even if it's only for a day or an hour. That was such a powerful thought for today, and not only that, very timely for this time and day and hour that we are in. At this time, I will turn my attention to my guest for today. My guest is Dacia Wade, my daughter. Hello, Dacia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. And how are you, daughter?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Many of you may have heard Dacia on my show before, and not only my daughter, but we are study buddies of the Word of God, the Bible, and we bounce off one another, and God is an amazing God, and He really comes up with some unique things through her. You know, the Bible is not of any personal interpretation, but it is as God gives you revelation of His Word. And the title of the show, Cry Loud, Spare Not.
Isaiah 58 and 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins.
Whoa. Cry loud, spare not. God wants His people to
repent.
Repent. Oh, what does repent mean?
To be godly sorry for the sins that you have committed against God.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a easy thing to do, but it's not as easy as it sounds, is it?
No, because you can't repent on your own. You have to be godly sorry to repent.
Okay.
Which means God has come on you, which means God has come upon you and let you know the sins that you have committed and make you feel apologetic to Him, because He has actually showed you or manifested to you in a way that you know that you are just sinful and dirty to Him. And from that point on, from you being sorry, you try to change your life to fit the way God wants you to live.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true repentance, to actually turn away from those things that disgust God.
Right. And when He comes upon you, you feel a certain kind of way.
Yes, you do.
Right. And you
but
know.
You can't, it's not just like, oh, Lord, forgive me because I smoked a cigarette. Or, oh, that's not repenting. That is asking for forgiveness, but it's not repenting. It's not turning away.
Turning away.
You have to have the spirit of repentance to come upon you in order to repent.
Okay. Okay. So, and maybe some of you know what the topic of today is, and it's coronavirus. And we also do end time prophecy, Dacy and I, and also Jeff Porter, who is not here today. A lot of you know him as our doomsday prophet here at WWGH 107.1 FM radio, but he will be back.
Amen.
We had a good show last Monday, very exhilarating, and this one will be another exhilarating show, as Dacia shares with us what the Lord has given her to share with His people. And I know people are running around nervous and afraid, and our president says stop hoarding, and you can't go to the store and find anything here, anything there, toilet paper, hand sanitizer, napkins, paper towels. It's like no one is putting a halt on anything. You know, even the store managers have a responsibility, I believe, to the public. And that is, well, when you come in to buy something, well, you can get two of this or three of that or whatever, but these things somehow are going to have to be contained, because we're just really getting the logistics of this. They're shutting down several things in our community and in our state and in our nation. The children are out of school. Last evening, they shut down the restaurants that you have to call them and pick up your order or have your order of food delivered to you, and the bars also. So, where are we now today, DC? Where do you think we are?
I believe the world has hit its cap on sin. And at this point in time, we're all being weighed in the balance. At this point in time, it's time for the hearts of man to turn and repent. Not just in America, not just in China, but at this point in time, it's time for the world to repent at once, because the world is sitting down. Everybody in the world right now is sitting down at one time.
Yes, the whole world.
The whole world is knocked out.
Yes.
So what that means is the whole world is being judged, being weighed in the balance.
Wow.
Being found wanting.
Right.
And this has happened before. This has happened before.
That the whole world?
Not the whole world.
Okay.
But I have an example.
Okay.
Of what needs to happen. And if you have your Bibles out there, I'm in Jonah chapter 3.
Okay. All you Bible believing people. And even if you don't believe, get your Bible. You may see something that interests you that you can share with someone else who doesn't. And if, don't forget, if you have any questions, please call 740-383-9944. Go ahead, Dacia.
It says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. That's how big it was. That's not like the United States, don't it? In a car, take 3 days to get from New York to California. 3 days' journey.
Wow.
Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city at a day's journey, and he cried and said, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. So the people of Nineveh believed God. Oh, so now it comes down to, is you going to believe what's going on?
Right.
Or you're not. And proclaimed a fast, and put on sackcloth from the greatest of them even to the least of them. For word came to the king of Nineveh, and he rose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth and ashes. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed nor drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth and ashes, and cry mightily unto God. Yea, let them turn everyone from his evil way, and from the violence that is in their hands. Who can tell it if God will turn and repent? Who can tell?
Right, the Lord turn and repent of what he has in mind to do
at this point in time.
To the country, all of our countries that are shut down.
Who can tell if he will? It's worth a try, though, ain't it?
It is worth a try.
And turn away from his fierce anger, that we perish not.
Amen. That's a strong and powerful word you brought today.
It's time for the world to repent.
So that way no one can say, well, they always want to put it on the United States, or they always want to put it on Israel, or they always want to put it on England. It's the whole world.
Amen.
It's no one certain person. It's all of us.
It is. And we're all being weighed in the balance.
Yes.
Our own balance in our own homes.
Wow.
And you know, they say on that day, you ain't going to be able to say, well, sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so caused me to
go the wrong way.
Now you're in your house by yourself.
True.
It's just you and God.
Well, I hope many of you are listening. And if you don't believe, but you know someone else who is affiliated maybe with the Bible or have a personal relationship with God, or or attend church, please let them know about this show that we're doing today, the coronavirus. And the title is Cry Loud, Spare Not. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. We are crying loud. We are trying to get the message across the airs to not just Marion or Ohio or United States. We know we stream live on the web. 107.1 FM radio. Okay? 107.1.com.
Now, the moral to this story is, after the king decreed and everybody got down on their knees and cried out loud to God for their forgiveness and repented of their sins, mm-hmm. God turned from his evil thoughts.
Right.
And he forgave them.
Wow. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn my phone off.
He forgave them. So yeah. It's worth a try.
It definitely worth a try.
You know, the world has to be judged.
Yes.
But who's ready today?
I know that every moment, every day, every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, half an hour, they've changed things. They change things. It gets worse and worse. More people are dying. More things are being taken away from us. Like last night, like I was saying, they shut down the bars and restaurants. And now they want people to stay in their homes, 65 and older. And then they found out that there's a young girl, 14 years old, who has it. You know? So as they are checking people, they're finding more people with this coronavirus.
And more different age ranges.
Yes.
No one's exempt.
No one is exempt. And this is a pandemic. And it's worldwide. And it's only going to get worse. Not wanting to put you in fear, but be concerned. Be concerned for yourself, for your family, for your neighbors, for your friends.
For your soul.
Yes, for your soul. Yes. We have to consider our ways. And God tells us that. I think that's in Habakkuk, consider your ways.
Maybe.
I'll look that up. You go ahead.
But we have to consider our souls, our children. But most of all, we have to find out what is actually going on, that this coronavirus is taking the world by storm.
Right.
Is it the leaders? What is actually going on? I looked and looked and looked and couldn't find anything referencing to this coronavirus per se in the Bible, rather than
Haggai.
Pestilence, you know. That's mm-hmm. mentioned a few times in the Bible and things like that. But I haven't seen anything like this where everyone in the whole world was attacked at the same time with this virus. I haven't found it.
Well, it seems to be something new. And before I left home, they were saying that some scientists he's concocted some type of inoculation, like a flu virus. You get your flu shot. So he's concocted something out and they have administered to somebody already. So they're trying to find out. Well, we'll find out later how that has worked out. Because as we know, the scientists were saying that they would not have anything, at least up to a year or more from now. And that's the fear of it all. Just through the scientists and our president and our leaders. Because until they can come up with something to slow it down, that's why they want people to stay in their homes. To slow this down and keep us from contact with one another. So as we go about our busy day, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. If there's nothing you really need, and we always think we need something, don't we? I don't have this, I don't have that, you know. But maybe we should just settle ourselves down for a moment.
A lot of things that we don't have, we're trying to get now, we ain't had in over a year.
So right.
We just thinking, oh, what about this now? Yeah. Because we just thinking we might not ever be get to go back outside because we've never been through anything like this. It's like a panic. It's like a silent panic, you know? And we really don't know how to handle anything like this. We haven't seen anything like this before. As far as I know, I'm 40. I haven't seen anything like this before. I haven't even really read anything about anything like this.
It's new. It's even new to our president, to our scientists around here, because, you know, they had the bird flu, the swine flu. Even though maybe some people had been, that H1N1 had been affected by some of these, just like the flu every day, that, like they said, like last year, 32,000 people had the flu and died last year, right here in the United States. So those things are not new. Not only that, people can get flu shots, but a lot of people refuse to. Now, this new coronavirus is frightful to a lot of people. Might not be scared, but it's frightful. And it puts butterflies in your stomach because you don't know what to expect from one moment to the next. So where are we now? So when we go home from here, we'll find out that another measure has been taken so that we can isolate ourselves even more.
And we need to isolate ourselves, and we need to protect ourselves in our home.
True. True.
In our homes. Get extra, while we can't go out, get extra locks to put on your doors. True. They have those locks in the hotels that when you go in the hotel room, even though they have the twist lock at the top of the door, they got the little metal thing. You can take it and flap it over the door.
Right.
Get some of them for your doors to reinforce those doors. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know where the outcome is. And, you know, we don't know if this is the last of it. We don't know if it's going to re-modify itself and come back. We don't know if something more deadly is coming after this. Because we're talking about, we're in the last days.
That's what we're talking about, the last days.
So in the last days, all this stuff's supposed to come rapid and increase more. So this is the time to get ready for what may be coming next.
Right.
If this does get resolved, Lord bless and say the same, it does, quickly.
Right.
Even if it does get resolved quickly, something else is coming.
Well, you have to look at the fact that people are out of work. Our students are out of school. Our transportation is down. Planes, trains, the hospitals are overcrowded. You know, people are losing wages, losing money, and that calls for an economic collapse. Stock market crashing. All these things. It has its own economy.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is falling with it. You know, it's taking us down, and everything else is going down, too. Now, as you said about surrender, I came up with the thought for today, which was surrender. You came up with Jonah.
Repent.
Repent. Turn from your evil ways. For everybody, not just who's listening, but me, her, and everybody else, okay? And when she said that, I said, Haggai, consider thy ways. Haggai 1, 5 through 7. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes.
Amen.
Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. And as I'm sitting here thinking, and we're stuck up in our homes with all that stuff we've spent our money on, surrounded by it, and what advantage is it going to be to us? All the 100 pair of shoes and all the dresses and the sweaters and the coats and, you know what I'm saying, and all the makeup that you may have, or the jewelry, or your perfume, or whatever you may have. What good is that going to do us?
I mean, it's not going to do you no good in the long run. Yeah, at the same time, I mean, if we follow and we seek ye first the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God, all those things are going to come to us anyway.
Right.
Whether we spend our money on it, whether it comes in gifts, whether it comes, you know, it's going to come to us anyway. So he didn't say, he don't want us to not enjoy life and have the pleasures
that.
Of life.
I understand.
But not, it's not for us to hoard up because we can't do anything with it.
That's what he's saying. Consider your ways. Think about what you're doing, why you're doing it. Right. Or even if you need to do it. Just like, you know, you can't even find any milk. You go in different stores, there's no milk, no bread, no nothing.
No eggs.
No eggs, no hamburger, no chicken, none of that. Frozen or fresh, it's just gone. It's just gone. And let us consider one another.
Amen. That brings me back to protecting ourselves in our homes.
Right.
Okay? Because, see, when I was studying last night, what I got was this. And I'm in 1 John chapter 2. I'm going to start at verse 18. It says, little children, it is the last days, the last time. And as ye have heard, that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, I'm telling you this because the Lord told me, don't open my door unless I know the confession on the other side.
Whoa. That's strong.
Don't open your door unless you know the confession on the other side.
Meaning?
He said, you know them by their fruit. He also said, test them with the Spirit of God. Because he's saying, oh, these antichrists are getting ready to rise up. And these false prophets are getting ready to rise up to the max. And they're going to be portraying or coming with false wounds. Or, like we was reading in Daniel, acting as if they with us, and they're not. Coming to deliver us up to the synagogues and into the prisons to be questioned and beheaded and things like this and things like that. But who did he say was going to be coming up against us? Who? Luke. 21.
She came loaded and ready, everybody. That's listening.
Who is coming?
Luke what?
21.
We really mean it at the bottom of our heart because God loves you. He loves you. And he wants you to be ready. He wants to save you. If you have not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior from sin, this is the time.
It says, and ye shall be betrayed both by parents.
Uh-oh.
And brethren. And kinsfolks, and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. See, these are the people that you think you know. But if you ain't heard them confess before the disaster.
Oh, wow.
Keep them on the other side of the door. Because what are they coming for now? Because they know.
Like Judas betrayed Christ.
Oh, yeah. That's what they coming for. And he walked with them. Talked with them. Know what you believe. Because you don't keep it to yourself. Anybody that loves the Lord can't keep it to themselves.
Right.
So they know what you believe. And they're going to be coming to hunt us down. But it ain't going to be a stranger coming.
Somebody you know.
You're going to be betrayed with a kiss.
They said, of your own household,
The Lord said, I didn't come to bring peace, but I came to draw a sword.
Yes.
But who is the sword between? Mother and daughter.
Right.
Father and son.
Of your own household.
Your foes are in your own household.
Yes.
Because they know your goods, your bads, your ins, your outs, your strengths, your weaknesses.
True.
Your habits.
And the enemy knows their weaknesses. He knows how to use them to get
against
to you.
Against you.
Yes.
Yes. So this is what we have to be looking at right now, what's going on. Because there's some people that claim to be there and they're not.
Pretense. And that was Luke 21.
Luke 21.
What verse?
I started, well, when I was, my study went from.
The one you read.
The verse that I read was.
Luke 21.
Oh, 16.
Through.
17.
Okay.
16 and 17.
Okay.
These are the people that are going to be coming up to betray us. In these last and evil days. So we have to be careful. Get extra locks for your doors. Don't open that door unless you know that confession on the other side.
And don't let anyone know what you have in your home. Nobody.
If you don't have a weapon, get one now.
Well, some people might say, well, the Lord is going to take care of me. I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. He is my Lord, my Savior, and my God. And not only that, he is my protector. He is my shield. He is my shield and my buckler. He is my battle axe and weapons of war. Why do I need a weapon?
Because it said when he come, he coming to get his church, and his church was coming back with him to be his army.
Okay.
Coming to fight with him anyway. We have to.
And that's why I guess that's what we're doing now is fighting the good fight of faith. We want people to know and to understand that we do believe that he's coming back, and he's coming back soon, and this is the preparation of it. But like you said, if the world would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then shall we hear from heaven and he will heal our land. But if you can't get the world on this level, this plane, now our president did declare Sunday, yesterday, as a national day of prayer for our country. I don't know how many people participated or even believe that this coronavirus is real or that the government is just making it up just to
impose a martial law or something.
Yeah, and all that. Put us in a panic and all that for nothing. I think they don't really know exactly how to deal with this epidemic or pre-demic, but what is it? What is going on? The whole world is closing down. What does this mean?
Well, you know, there's that one scripture in the Bible. I don't know exactly where it is, where it talks about that the people was going to be throwing their money in the streets because the money wasn't worth anything.
And mountains fall on us and when he come or something like that, right? Isn't that in Revelation?
This is in Jeremiah.
Okay.
When people were going to be throwing money. But try look up money in the streets. Throw money. Okay. In the streets for that one. The mountains falling on them. That's when people are going to be praying for death. Looking for death and can't find it. But before they looking for death and can't find it, they going to find out that their money ain't worth nothing.
Someone has already said that they prefer you to pay with your card because the money is dirty. I've heard that already.
I know. So this is perfect time for the chip. If that's the mark of the beast.
Well, we got a chip.
In our car.
In our cards.
But in a minute, they ain't going to want you to hold your card because you got to take the card and you got to touch the thing and push the numbers to get the money out your card. They're going to be wanting you
but
just
see,
to.
But see, when he says in their forehead and in their hands, that's what you think. I think that's what it means.
And what you do.
And what you do with your hands.
I don't know.
The works. Even when we serve the Lord, we
serve with our. I
mean,
I understand. I understand that. But okay. I don't know. Does it say take the mark? And it say that it was going that the beast will be able to force people to take the mark or behead them.
Okay, here we are. Ezekiel 7:19. They will throw their silver into the streets, and their gold will be treated as a thing unclean. Their silver and gold will not be able to deliver them in the day of the Lord's wrath. It will not satisfy their hunger or fill their stomachs, for it has caused them to stumble into sin. Now, we're just sharing with you the Word of God, and we hope that someone out there who is listening will take the heed by looking at the signs of the times. You know, it's not that we're making these things up. These things are real. We are actually going through this pandemic.
Yes.
Each and every one of us are affected by this.
Now, that last scripture you just read made me think of the stock market.
Yeah, because it has crashed several times during this. And who knows? Just think of people's hard-earned money, their IRAs, and what is that other one called? 401ks. People can be wiped out. So please heed the message. Please surrender to Christ. He wants all of us to surrender. He wants to save you. There's no way out, really. Now that this has happened and started and is one thing after the next, the terrible hurricanes, but then we had this terrible tornado just went through Tennessee, not even a month ago, I don't think.
And tore it up.
It came in the night and tore it up. And the Lord says, when I come, I'm coming like a thief in the night.
That's how this coronavirus happened. Don't nobody know where it came from.
No one knows where it comes from. China's trying to blame us. We trying to blame China. Where did it come from? They say a snake and a bat.
And the snake and the bat ain't got nothing to do with each other.
So I don't know how this came about, but all I know is we're in it. We are in it together. We are all in this together. And we have to depend on one another. Hopefully we can.
No, we can't trust nobody. You better hear that confession. You can't trust nobody. You better know what they believe.
Right. But you know, there is a way out. Christ is the way out. He's the only way out. He says, when you see all these things coming about, you are the generation that will see my return. And he says, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. And there are many of you who are called who have not surrendered to Christ. You have not come forward and surrendered to him. Mm. And how do you surrender?
Well,
by saying the sinner's prayers, number
one. First,
you
have to admit that you are a sinner.
That's right.
That's part of repentance.
Yes, it is.
First, you have to admit that you are a sinner and that you need deliverance from your sin.
And only Christ died.
Then you have to believe that Christ died and paid the debt for your sin.
Yes, yes.
Then you have to believe that Christ rose from the dead and went to glory to prepare a place for you to be with him.
And coming back to receive you unto himself. Because he said, I will come back.
If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you again unto myself.
This is such a stimulating experience we're going through. And I know some of you may have butterflies in your stomach, because I do. I have butterflies in my stomach because I don't know what to expect next.
I just want to be equipped. And I know the best way for us to be equipped, believers, stay in the Word. Because when they do come up against us and try to come and snatch us out of our houses and take us to the synagogues, he said, don't think beforehand what you're going to say.
I'll tell you.
But I'll give you something in that very hour, at that very instance, for you to say that they can't even go against. So the only way the Word going to come out is if the Word is in us. Stay in your Word and repent. That's the best preparedness that we can have at this point in time right now.
And remember, the goodness of God leads to repentance. So when you feel him tugging your heart and you're wondering, you're so uncomfortable about certain things, you know. He said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. That's the time to come into Christ. Because we all know when we do wrong. He gave us a conscience. No one has to tell you where you are. You already know where you are. God has made it plain. He said even a child can understand. And if you're an adult, you understand. You may tell people you don't understand or act like you don't understand, but you understand that there is a sovereign Lord. He sits high and he looks low upon the inhabitants of the earth. And you know, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder soul and spirit, bone and marrow, and is a discerner of your thoughts and the intents of your heart. So there's no getting away from God. Mm-mm. There's no hiding from God. You know, if you're living a lie, he knows you're living a lie. We may not know you're living a lie. You might not know I'm living a lie. But God knows you can't hide anything from him. This is the day. This is the hour. This is the time. And you must also know this. Those of your forefathers that have gone on before you have prayed for you. Prayed for you like someone prayed for me. And I'm glad they prayed for me. And one day you will be glad that they prayed for you. So, Daisy has something else she wants to bring us. Go ahead, Daisy.
Okay, and so remember I was saying, know that confession on the other side. So right. Before we go, I'm going to finish reading John chapter 4, 13 through 17.
Okay.
It says, hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we need him. I need him every day. You need him. We all need him. The world needs Christ during this time. Now I want to add this. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus. You know, when Noah built that ark, you know, the whole world perished except for the 8 people that was on that ark. I mean, you don't have to believe it. It's documented in Scripture. So it does. And when you look at things like that and you think, wow, how many people are going to be saved? There were millions of people on the earth during that time. There are billions on the earth today. And like the Lord is saying, when you hear me call you, answer me, and I will come. I hear you. I see you. I see where you are. And I have my hands outstretched saying, come, come. Will you come? Will you come unto the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, who died for you, gave his life for you? And 1 John 4:4 says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Remember, we are overcomers with Christ Jesus, not without him. Because greater is he that is in you, because he dwells in you, okay, than he that is in the world. And also says, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So put the pretense away. You know, like I said, you can fool some people. All the time. I mean, some of the time, you know, but you can't fool people all of the time. So this is our time to come and repent as the word has been sent to us and ask God to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of the sins of our land, Lord God. Have your way in each and every one of us. Forgive us for what we have done. Help us to turn our lives around and live for you and do the things that you want us to do. This is just a trying time, a surprising time. Well, we shouldn't even be surprised. He says, just like
it's exciting.
It is exciting. Just like when you have a tree in your yard and we're waiting on the blooms now. There are some trees that are bloomed and the green leaves are going to come out and then the fruit's going to come, right? Mm-hmm. Or the beautiful flowers and then the fruit's going to come during summer. He says, but when you begin to see all these things coming together on the earth all at once, and it's all at once. It's like one day tornado, one day hurricane, one day school shootings, one day, you know, or the cruise ships have wrecked out there, caught on fire, wrecked out there. People can't get in because of hurricanes, and now we have coronavirus. Oh, the floods, and then we have the fires out in California. You know, everybody wanting to go their own way and do their own thing as if they have no one to report to. Well, you don't owe me anything.
We all got to report to God right
yes,
now.
Yes, we do. He is the one. That's what I'm saying. They don't owe me anything. But yes, you will come before the great judgment.
And he letting you know
we all
you
will.
Going to.
Yes.
You're going yes. to. Right yes. now he's letting you know you're going to.
Oh, my. It is an exciting time. I think that's what the butterflies are about, because I think a lot of us feel it. We really don't know what it is or how to deal with it or
Jesus
what to do
coming.
With it.
Jesus is coming.
Oh, yes.
I remember Sister Andrea McGarry. Jesus is coming soon. Yes. What are you going to do?
Right.
Will you be ready or not?
Right.
Don't give up. Keep the fight.
Amen.
Because he's coming soon.
We have to continue to fight the fight of faith. Fight the fight of faith.
Amen.
You know, thank you, Daisy, for coming. It was an exciting time. You had a lot to share with us. Like I said, hopefully many of you listened and wrote down some of those scriptures. You have something to share with someone that we, the world, we are at this point in time in history, in life. May not ever be this way again, but who knows what's coming next. But don't ask. Just be prepared. Get yourself ready. He says, lift up your eyes. Your time is coming. Your redemption draweth nigh. Thank you, Dacia.
Thank you for having me.
I love you.
Love you too.
Tell Dacia we love her. So stay tuned to tomorrow, Lord bless and say the same. I have another show for you here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. The name of my show is called A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims. And this is WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Remember, do your best to stay in, out of, you know, people.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's, here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me, underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired of walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, the place to talk. Find us on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. In March of 1905, a band of Brazilian gypsies camped on a farm a few miles outside of Marion, Ohio. On March 20th, a woman known in the camp as Queen Cleo died during childbirth. The body of both woman and child were buried in St. Mary's Cemetery. The original handmade wooden cross is still in place. The cross has no name or information on it. A few years later, a small stone was also placed on her grave.
WWGH Radio, where everybody comes to talk, from gubernatorial candidate Ed Fitzgerald.
When you search your name, this whole thing about the driver's license still comes up, not having a driver's license. Once and for all, to put it to bed, what is this all about?
It's not about very much, quite frankly. I have always had a driver's license. A few years ago, I let it expire. And that's it, which is a minor misdemeanor traffic offense. That's it. And unfortunately, again, if my opponents can run television commercials acting like letting your driver's license expire is the major issue in Ohio, there will be some people that fall for it. But most people are concerned about issues like taxes and schools and the environment and the economy, and whether or not somebody let a driver's license expire is not very relevant. It hasn't been relevant to my career as a prosecutor or an FBI agent or as a mayor or as a county official.
To legendary actress from the Dick Van Dyke Show,
the legendary Rosemarie. Rosemarie, how are you?
I'm fine, that's what I do with.
But you are just one of those legendary ladies. How does it feel to be a legend?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, actually. All I know is I've been in this business since I've been 3 years old. And I went from one place to another. I never stopped, and wound up in television and movies, and it just went and on and on and on. And I'm very proud of that.
As well you should be. And Rosemarie, one thing I want to start out here.
No, I won't marry you.
I might propose. You never know.
No, I won't marry you.
It depends on how well the interview goes. And where the honeymoon is.
Oh, that's different.
It's
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. Don't miss it. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Remember, that's WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Tell everybody you know.
From 12:10 to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday.
This is Margaret Hazlett, and you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Welcome back.
And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Scott, you know I love fruitcake so much that for me it's not just a Christmas dessert.
Oh, Charlie, I would not want it any time of the year.
Oh, Scott, you've not lived until you've had mashed potatoes and fruitcake, birthday fruitcake, graduation fruitcake, cream of fruitcake, and oh, the possibilities are endless.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do? Well, I can always listen to Adam, the computer guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam, the computer guy, right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Today's top and trendy technology topics every Tuesday and Thursday between 2:10 p.m. and 3 with me on WWGH Radio.
This is Earl Pitsamurican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine issued an order to close all bars and restaurants Sunday night at 9 p.m. to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. During a press conference, Governor DeWine added that establishments can stay open for carryout and delivery, but what we can have is people congregating and seating. I'm aware that this will impact many, many good workers. I can't tell you how sorry I am, but we will work to mitigate the suffering, DeWine said. It is our goal for everyone to get through this. To help workers who are directly impacted by the COVID-19 coronavirus health emergency, an executive order was issued to make changes to Ohio's unemployment law and state agency policy. It was announced they would be broadening policy to clarify that individuals that are quarantined by a health professional or by their employer are considered to be unemployed and will not be subject to requirements to actively seek work during this period of emergency. Currently, Ohio has a one-week waiting period before someone can receive unemployment. The order will be waiving the waiting period so eligible workers can receive benefits for the first week. Additionally, to avoid penalizing individual employers by increasing future taxes, the cost of the additional benefits will be mutualized. The Ohio Department of Job and Family Services will also waive employer penalties for late reporting and payments for the next quarter to assist employers impacted by lack of staff availability. More information can be found online at the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services website. Effective Monday, March 16th, the Marion County Sheriff's Office will suspend processing any concealed carry license applications or web check background fingerprinting requests until further notice. The Sheriff's Office